Welcome back. So today I'm going to have the last tasting of batch two from 2023. This is Golden Promise with Nelson Savon hops. If you have not been following me, if you would hit that subscribe button and ring that bell. New videos out all the time, or every day, I should say, at least one. This is the fourth review of this. I'm not going to go over the full bill. I'll have a playlist. You can go to 31stbrewing.com. You can go to the 2023 year and you can go down there and you can read all the notes too. But this one did not attenuate all the way. 3.49. It is what it is. Not sure what happened, but the first five batches didn't attenuate and all the rest of them did. Don't know if it was a little too cold, if it got too cold at night. I didn't change anything in the brewing process. This is 2024 now and I've made four batches. And they've all turned out. They've all attenuated correctly. I don't know. The only difference is the weather. That's it. So let's go ahead and get this open. Large pearl carbonation tablet was used. Okay, hiss, a little smoke. So I just got done doing the last review of batch one of 2023, and that needed more carbonation, which is weird because I thought some of these actually were overcarbed when I opened them. Okay, I'm just going to leave the last in here. This one looks better, but I did pour a little bit more down the center. So I'll keep that in mind for the rest of them. Off-white head, pretty much all small bubbles, not even a quarter finger of head. Again, this is Smash Beer, Golden Promise, and Nelson Savant. Golden yellow in color. This one looks a little clearer. You guys are seeing it a little bit more like orange than what I am through the light. But yeah, this one looks a little clearer from batch one. Golden Promise, I guess reviews one through three, I believe, they were all kind of hazy. And I thought Golden Promise might be a good malt to use in New England IPA. So I'll try that. But let's go ahead and smell. Kind of a clean, like a lemon citrus, like a clean smell in there. Definitely different from the Citra version. Maybe a touch of sweet grain, but that's about, I almost want to say like pine saw, but it's like lemon pine saw. Something like that, but not very much. It is what it is. Let's go ahead and taste. I want to say grape. Like a sweet, mushy grape. I almost wouldn't say green. I would say purple. Purple grape. Weird. I don't think that's how it should taste. Thicker, didn't attenuate, so there's going to be more sweetness in there, so thicker body. Very weird. Nothing, batch one that I just finished, that was, I was thinking something totally different on that too, and same thing. Like, yeah, a purple, mushy grape, light. Little bit of graininess, maltiness in there. There is a little bitterness too. I don't know. I wouldn't say it's bad, but it's not good because it's almost like drinking or tasting mash water. When you mash out, if you put a little cup in there. I've tasted that multiple times. That's kind of how it is. Like, flat, needs more carbonation. It's almost like there's no hops in there. But there is a little, like I said, I'm still getting like a purple grape mushiness in there. So there's something in the bitterness. But that flavor of that mash out liquor, is that what they call it? Liquor? I think. But... Nah, It is what it is. I'm not going to waste your guys' time.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.